Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 24th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email and who are in need of a refuah shalema, in particular the four children that we have been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devora, and Tinok, Ben, Ziona, Sara, who, as I shared yesterday, is the infant son of one of the Rabbanim, one of the rabbis who have been joining us on the call over the last several years. May all of them have a refuah shalema. And as we always share, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we're here on the daily call where we're davening for those in need of a refuah and parnasa, those who are looking for a shidduch, those who are hoping and yearning for children, for strength, for clarity, whatever it may be. May all of our tefillos be answered with tova for good. Please keep in mind, additionally, our precious brothers and sisters who are being held hostage in Gaza, Arvin Netanel Ben Sona Tziona in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia. May all of them speedily be returned to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Andrew Markowitz of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Rabbi Markowitz is not in Fairlawn, New Jersey right now. He is coming to us live from the border of Gaza, where he is together with several chayalim, and he is actually together with a soldier who will join us on the call as well. Rabbi Markowitz is in Israel as part of a solidarity mission, and we look forward, after his remarks, to hearing a little bit about the mission and as well as the chayal who's with him to share chizuk with us as well. Following that, Rabbi Markowitz will recite our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by the recitation of Achenu, both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Markowitz will lead us in the three really, really crucial and important Mishaberach that we say here on the call. The Mishaberach for Sahal, for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are being held captive. And Rabbi Markowitz will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholem, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And as I've been sharing, please help us get the word out to your family, to your friends. If your shul sends out emails, ask them to please share the Tehillim call. The OU can even give you a special template that can be shared with the shuls. The more people who join us, it's not that we can brag and saying that we have hundreds of people around the world on the call, but that literally each person who joins us are hundreds of more words of Tehillim that are being recited on the daily call. Please help us continue to get the word out. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Markowitz.
Shalom uvracha, everyone. Thank you so much, Naftali, for this tremendous honor. Naftali is correct. I'm standing here with an amazing group of chayalim who just finished a part of the milu'im service in Gaza. They've been in the north, and they are really our heroes. And we have a special chus today, after my few words of Torah, to hear some chizuk from one of those chayalim. And don't worry, he speaks perfect English. He's from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And he is going to lead the Tehillim as well, which is an amazing zechus. I'm sorry if you hear some noise in the background. That is, I am live at a barbecue on the border of Gaza. At the very end, and I want to share with you, today we were in Shlomit, which is a community that actually started after the evacuation of Gush Katif. They were evacuated, and many of the communities built again on the border of Gaza. And then when October 7th happened, they were evacuated again to Kfar Tzion. I discussed with Naftali, actually, to visit them there. And as a whole community, 80 families, they all came back a few months ago to their home on the border of Gaza and Egypt. Baruch Hashem. And I want to share with you eight words of Torah that I shared with them right then. Today, this Shabbos, we have a special tzachos, the finish Matos Maaseh. It is the end of the fourth book of the Torah. Essentially, it's not only just the end of the fourth book of the Torah, it's really the end of the entire Torah. Why am I saying that? Because the fifth book of the Torah, Sefer Devarim, is called Mishneh Torah. It's a repetition. The repetition is Chazara. It's different. The end of the narrative of all these stories that we hear in the Torah is really essentially finished, minus Moshe's death, with the end of Devarim. And how does the book, of Bamidbar end? How does Parshas Maaseh end? It ends with the repetition of a story. And that is the story of the Benot Tzolchan, the five daughters of Tzolchan, whose father died. And they were nervous that they were going to inherit land in the land of Israel, because as they thought, it was only for men to inherit in the land of Israel. And they went to ask Moshe, what is the halacha? They wanted to get land in Eretz Israel. That story was already read last week in Parshat Pinchas. Why are we repeating that story at the end of Maaseh, number one? Okay, there might be some new halachas that are taught there. Could have taught them before. Secondly, why is that the story that the Torah Kedosha chooses to end the Torah with? And I want to share with you an idea that I developed when I have visited Shlomit, not this time, but 7 years ago. And it's a very simple idea. We are Jews from all over the world. We all begin our journeys in different locations, in different places, and in different stages, at different philosophical outlooks. I might begin in a more secular background. Some of them may begin with a different type of background, a weaker, a stronger Jewish background. You're from Brooklyn. You're from, South Africa, Johannesburg, Australia. Everyone's starting in a different place. But everyone's going to end up in the same location. Right? Everyone has their own journey from where they begin, but Jewish destiny and Jewish history ends for all of us in the same location. That is in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why we have this story of Benot Tzolchan, we could have taught the halacha without this, is to teach us that they loved Eretz Yisrael. And if they loved Eretz Yisrael, then it's something for us to also love. If that's the end of the Torah, to remind us that our future is here and only in Eretz Yisrael, is individually and nationally. The Benot Tzolchan didn't just do this in a passive way, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, but they are proactive in creating and forging their own destiny in Eretz Yisrael. And I've been so touched and moved in the time that I've been in Eretz Yisrael. And I have to say honestly that they make the people here a little bit differently. The strength and the resilience that you see from our amazing chayalim. We were in Kfar Aza today. We met someone named Shachar who took us around. He was the first couple, him and his wife, to go back to Kfar Aza. Now there's only 14 people living there. And he said, this is my home and I have to be here. You know what they do now? He so much values community every single day. They have barbecues all the time and they have Shabbat dinner every single Friday night. And he said to us, something to me, for me was very moving. He said, we don't eat kosher. We never ate kosher. But I want to make sure that everybody now is comfortable in my home. There's people visiting all the time. There are other chayalim that are in Kfar Aza and I want them to be comfortable. But I changed up my own home. I bought kosher dishes. I only make kosher. This is Am Yisrael. This is what's happening here and emerging here. Sure, there's politics and we could talk. There's so much happening here, which is so, so special and unique. The Torah chooses to end it with Benot Tzolchan to teach us the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. It's a long path to get there, but the end journey for all of us is the same, to be in Eretz Yisrael. I pass it over to my dear friend, who's going to share some chizuk and also the Tehillim with us. Thank you so much, Natali.
Shalom to everybody. My name is Yaakov Panitz. I'm originally from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, I made Aliyah about 8 years ago from Yeshivat HaKotel, and I've been in Eretz Yisrael since. And this year, of course, has been different than any other year. I was called up on Simchat Torah straight to the north, was on the northern border for 4 months, leaving my wife at home. And recently, we finished in mid-February, and then we're called up again in beginning of June to go into Gaza. And my unit just finished 2 months serving in Gaza, our combat engineering unit. So we were, blowing up, areas that needed to be destroyed for different reasons. And I'll just say very briefly before leaving the Tehillim that I feel so grateful for, first of all, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's allowed me to come home, to come back. We're now finishing. I'm going home, Bezat Hashem, later this week. That my entire unit came out without any injuries or tragedies, Baruch Hashem. But that this was an experience for me, which was about all of Kol Yisrael. That I saw so much unity amongst the soldiers, amongst everybody here. And additionally, seeing the way Am Yisrael from all over the world has come together. Right now, we're at this barbecue from amazing volunteers who came, took a trip from New Jersey. And then being asked to join this call, that this Tehillim call, which is taking place every year, knowing that there are people thinking about us, davening for us, learning for us from all over the world, that really, for me, gave me so much strength throughout my service, knowing that there's so many people behind us. I may be the one taking the step in Gaza and walking forward, but I know that the koach that I'm using, the koach that is, that Hashem is giving me is coming from so many people who are davening and they're thinking about us. And so I really wanted to say thank you to anybody on this call. I know I don't see anybody, but I wanted to really give a heartfelt thank you to everybody who's doing their part in whatever way it is. And Bezrat Hashem, we should continue everybody to do their part in here, B'Shalos Tovot, for all of Am Yisrael, and hopefully see all of you, meet all of you soon in Eretz Yisrael, while we greet Mashiach very soon. I'll begin with Tehillim Perek Chas. B'Mnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, יסגבך השם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותך ועולתך, ידעש נסלה. ייתן לך כל עבבך וכל עשתך ימלא. נרננה בשורתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו משם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. אימא קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יענינו ויום קורנו. הלם חף כמו. מזמור לדוד, אדוני ראוי לא אחסר. תינו תשייר ביסני, על מי מנוחות ינהליני. נפשי ישוביב, ינחיני במעגלי צדק, למען שמו. גם כי אלך לגי צל מוות, לא עיר הרע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, וישנת והשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק קכ"א שיר למעלו, ושא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמים וארץ. אל יתן אמות רגלך, אל ינום שומרך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך, יד ימינך. Dylan Kruf Lamet. Shir Hamalot, Mimama Kim Kratiha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Adonachakashrivot, Lakota Hanunai. Ima Bonot Ishmaria Adonai, Miyamor. Kim Haslicha Leman Tivare. Kiviti Adonai Kivita Napshi, Vlidvaro, Hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomrim la boker, shomrim la boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachased meharbeim obetut. Vehu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonotav. Yelim kuf membet. Maskil David v'yoto b'marat fila. Koli el Adonai eza, koli el Adonai etchanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, tarati lefanav agir. Vitatef alai uruchi, v'ata yadata nitivati, be'orech zuha alech, tamnu pachli. Habet yaminu rev, ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenapshi. Zahavti alech adunai, marti atamach sichel kiberet achayim. Akshivel rinati ki dalot meod hatilini meod ki amtu mimeni. Otsi amim asker nafshi lo dot etshimecha. Bi yachdir sadikim ki tigmol alai. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanetonim b'tzara uvashivya. Haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachim alehem v'yotsim mitzara lervacha. Umeafela leora, umishibud legeula, ashaba galavizan kariv, venomara main. Mishaberach lechale tahal, prayer for Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach avotinu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, hu yivarechet chayalei tzva haganav Yisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon, haomdim al misaratin v'arei Eloheinu, migbul havanan v'ad midbar Mitzrayim, min hayam hagadol v'ad levo harava, v'chol makom shem v'yabasha ba'avir v'yam. Itin Adonai Toveinu, Hakulim Aleihem, Nigafim Lufneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor Liyatziot Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzukra, Mikol Negel Machala, Yishvach Baruch Hatzlacha V'Chol Maaseh Yedeihem, Yadiver Soneinu Tachtaihem V'Yatzim V'Cheder Yishua V'Atzer Nitzachon, V'Yikuyam Bahem HaKatub, Ki Adonai Elohim, Ha'olechim Lachem Lilachem Lachem Imo Yedeihem, Loshiatchem V'Nomar, Amen. Mishaberach HaShuim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avotinu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron, David v'Shlomo, Mivarech v'shmor v'nitzor ad nedarei tzva haganav Yisrael u'shvuyav, v'et kol achinu ha'neturim mitzara u'bashivya, ba'avor shekol ha'kal ha'kadosh hazeh mitpalel ba'avuram, ha'kadosh baruch hu, imalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotziei mi'choshech v'tal mavet, u'motzotehem yinatik, v'nitzukotehem yoshiyem, v'yishivim mehira lechik mishvachotehem, יודו לה' אדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם נקרא שכתוב, ופתיה אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה, שמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונסו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחולים, prayer for the sick. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולהפרותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, ורמה חבירה בשעזר הכבידה, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, חברת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, זכות for us, thank you so much for joining us, for you, your unit, and all those who are protecting the land, those who are protecting really freedom around the world, may Hashem watch over you and keep you all safe. Thank you so much for being with us.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Rabbi Markowitz, as well. We look forward to having you back on the program. Amir Tashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.